Face all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
CJLO.com.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hello, I'm Lucas Matthew Marsh for the CJLO Community Calendar for the week of Monday, December 4th to Sunday, December 10th, 2023. Are you suffering from finals fatigue? Well, I got an event for you. Concordia Zen Den is hosting an online self-compassion workshop this Wednesday, December 7th from noon to 1:30 p.m. Discover the link between self-compassion and academic resilience. Learn to navigate end-of-term stress with both kindness and fearness, drawing from the yin and yang of self-compassion. In the first half of the workshop, attendees will be given coping techniques to help manage difficult emotions induced by stress. Attendees will then be able to apply these techniques to facilitate self-motivation and self-protection strategies to help them make it through the last few weeks before winter break. Check out concordia.ca for more information. And now for all my indie rock fans out there, Boston Levy is performing at Casa de Popolo on Thursday, December 7th. The indie rock artist is in town for the North American Ghost of You tour. Boston Levy will be joined on stage by indie folk band Red Fox. Doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8. Tickets are on sale for $18 Canadian on VenuePilot. I hope to see you there. And to wind down your post-concert adrenaline, why not stop by MLE Gameling Place for the first week of Noël dans le Parc? Experience the city's biggest holiday festival with musical performances, famous artists, entertainment, and other activities to help you get in the festive spirit. Attendance is free to the public. For more information, check out festivalnoel.com. And that's your community calendar for this week. With CJLO, I'm Lucas Matthew Marsh.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM, your go-to hour for sad girl songs and other slow, soft indie music, indie folk.
Christmas-themed or holiday-themed.
Yes, today is our Christmas episode. My name is Stephanie.
My name is Helen.
And we're here to bring you some Christmas music that isn't going to make you lose your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Not the, you know, tried and true favorites, but tried and true favorites done a little differently, you know.
And some originals.
It's true. Some originals. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. But no Mariah Carey here. Sorry.
We love Mariah, but
she gets, you know, a lot of plays right now, so she's okay.
Yeah.
She's
gonna be okay. We'll leave her off the list for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Helen, do you want to introduce the song that we have playing in the background?
So I actually had to look the name up, the pronunciation of this band, because it was recommended to me. It's great. I've just been loving all their songs for a while now. But Krungbin, and it's one of my favorite Christmas songs that I always knew from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
So. One of my favorite Christmas albums.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite Christmas albums. And this is the song Christmas Time is Here. And actually, I hadn't realized, but all of the Charlie Brown videos are on Apple TV.
Really?
Yeah. So I watched one last year and I hadn't seen it in so long.
Like the actual special?
Yeah, yeah, the Christmas.
Oh.
And it's only like 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
You should. It was very good.
Oh, Snoopy.
And it was more, like, it had more of a political message than I remembered
Really?
But I've already kind of forgotten. Yeah. It's been a year. But it was good, but it's slow. It kind of reminds me of like slow TV.
Right.
Because like nothing really ever happens.
Yeah.
But the music is amazing.
Yeah. It's jazzy.
Yeah. And this is a really great rendition of it.
Yeah. It's very easy listening kind of vibes, and not the elevator music way, but in like a nice, you know, Christmas themed music. Without the repetitiveness, you know. So
yeah, you know, the original is a classic by Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Yes, I had this CD actually. My mom had the CD.
Oh,
yeah. This was like our Christmas music.
Love it.
Yeah,
yeah. So we've got a Christmas special for you today. We're celebrating the holidays today here on Maiden Voyage, as Helen and I will be off on our own voyage for the next couple weeks of December. So. We'll be back in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back, relax, get some hot cocoa, maybe a hot toddy, maybe a little something stronger.
Maybe some eggnog.
We've got some Andrew Bird coming up next on Maiden Voyage. CJLO 1690 AM.
Under the sea, oh, when can I see you? Oh, when it's snowing out again. John wants you louder and softer, closer and dearer than again. Needing you, taking you, keeping you, leading you. In a year and a day, to be sure, but your face doesn't alter, your words never falter. I love you. I love
Thank you. scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries.
Said, I'm sorry, love, I have no will. If I try to move, I'll break and spill. What's left of me, my weight will kill. If I die inside this bitter shell, it will be upon a frozen lake. My knees will break, my breath will swell. The snow around my blood will paint. Lord, I know my time is off, and all sentences that will defend my misery until the end. And all I know, my time's off, and all the earth is ragged to the bone. To the bottom like a star. Oh, oh, I'm sinking alone. I'm sinking alone.
Tune in to Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. We're getting Christmassy up here in the studio today. You just heard Snow Song by Adrian Lenker, front person of the band Big Thief, with Snow Song. I know I just said that, but off of their album Hours for the Birds.
You're just inspired by all the beautiful snow outside.
Exactly. It's so beautiful here in Montreal. Very Dr. Seuss style snow.
Yeah, very painterly. Very nice.
Before Snow Song, we heard White Winter Hymnal, a classic by Fleet Foxes, off of their self-titled album. And before that was a song of You Vagabonds and Boy Genius. They did a collab last month called The Parting Glass in honor of Sinead O'Connor for Christmas. So
that was really nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very nice collaboration. And speaking of Latin American rhythm music,
what do you mean? Pray tell, what are you talking about?
Well, speaking of special Latin American Christmas traditions and music.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you wanna explain the thing that we're gonna be doing next week?
Oh God, I thought you were gonna maybe talk about that song. I thought you were gonna make me talk about the one Spanish song everyone knows.
Oh my goodness, but now you've given me an idea.
Oh God, no.
Okay, I'll be nice to you. We won't Feliz Navidad today. But we will Feliz Navidad in the future.
Yes, we will, actually very, very shortly, in a couple of days.
We will be Feliz Navidad-ing.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like if I describe to you, I mean, I'm probably the worst person to describe this, but essentially we're going to a Purísima, which is in celebration of the Virgin. And we'll be singing songs and there'll be little treats, kind of like a Halloween thing in a way, like the treats and the singing and the hanging out and like the party vibe. But it's all in reference to the Virgin for Christmas.
I don't know who sings on Halloween.
Yeah, I think I'm just... thinking
but
of
I
music.
Do,
but,
yeah, I do enjoy that. What kind of songs are they? Are they Catholic songs or are they somewhat secular, but obviously about the Virgin?
Exactly. Like they're definitely religious in nature, but they're very much just for these types of celebrations. And it's usually in December, and often it's like the community or the neighbors and everyone are invited. And like usually the little kids will get candies and like typical candies, like, you know, coconut type of sweets and just local things. So it'll be fun. You get to participate in that.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Does everyone sing as a group?
Yes.
There's no solos.
There are no solos. It's okay. All groups.
There's
singing.
No fabulous Tia that's gonna,
I mean, there's always
rogue.
Somebody that always drowns someone else out. I can't promise
like
that
a
won't
real
happen.
Like a real choir.
Yeah, there's always someone that's
there's
like, I got the better
that,
voice.
Can't blend into the group.
Yeah, it's just they can't help it, you know. So yeah, there's always gonna be somebody like that.
How old is this tradition, do you know?
I don't know, you know. And it's like, it's the only place I think that does it in Nicaragua, and it's usually the just December 9th. So anyone who's like super uber Catholic out there, December 9th, something with the Virgin, I don't know. I'm not the best person to ask, but the last time I went to one, I was 12, so this will be fun for me too.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Maybe December 9th is when, well, no, actually the dates don't matter because Jesus wasn't even born in December. So,
yeah. So I don't really, it's, I forget who I asked and they explained it to me, but it's like very, very specific to Nicaragua. Like, and
okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well,
it'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be so fun.
You can report back next time we come back
into
the studio.
What is, okay. So I know I rag on you every year about Feliz Navidad. What is your actual favorite Christmas carol?
Carol or song? I like...
What's the difference to you?
Carol will be like an older English kind of song versus like a modern pop thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can get down with that.
So I love... oh my God. There's so many of them. I actually really do like Christmas music. Just not Feliz Navidad. But I do like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Oh my God, the one that's acoustic and there's like, I hear the sleigh bells ringing. And
yes.
That one. Acoustic,
Sleigh Ride.
Acoustic version. Amazing.
Who sings that one?
I don't know. But like, you know, just like your classics.
Okay.
And then I forget, there's a couple of like religious ones that I remember that I really have liked, but I've forgotten.
Oh Holy Night's my favorite one.
Oh.
I used to be able to play that on the piano.
Wow.
I think I can still remember the first two, like first three bars maybe.
Mm.
And then have lost it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Oh Holy Night, Silent Night.
Oh, that's a great one too.
The First Noel. But The First Noel, would you call that a carol or a Christmas song?
I think it's more modern. I would call that a Christmas song.
Okay, fair. We're cooking here.
What's the one that's like, I think, fall on your knees?
That's Oh Holy Night.
Oh, yeah, that's like actually great. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So many good renditions of that song.
Yeah.
One of them being Ms. Mariah Carey.
Of course. Yes.
I love All I Want for Christmas Was You. I know people think it's so overplayed, and I love the Mariah memes. And we had even talked about this on Maiden Voyage in September about how she was going to be thawing soon. But I genuinely, that song is amazing.
Oh, it's great.
I love it.
It has all the elements that it needs to have.
Exactly. We won't play it for you. But coming up next, we've got a little bit of CanCon for you. I chose the acoustic version because I found the pop version unlistenable. I'm sorry, Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, wow.
And this is coming from a longtime fan, but, you know, sometimes... Anyways, we don't need to go there. But
unlistenable.
It's their Make You Mine This Season is okay. The song.
Cute.
Their Christmas song.
Okay.
And this is the acoustic version. We're going to listen to that, and then we'll have some Future Islands, some Sufjan Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Another Canadian, Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, take a sip
Somebody
of your eggnog.
Broke your heart.
Maiden Voyage.
Under a Christmas tree, so many fallen stars. Give them back to me. Have I been good enough to ask for your love? You're the only girl I've got on my list. I write your name, I know it's foolish. I chase the feeling, you keep me dreaming. I can make you mine this season. Make you mine. Make you mine this season. Bells ring out on the street. Snow falling at our feet. Lights glowing in the trees. Will you dance with me? Have I been good enough to ask for your love? You're the only girl I've got on my list. I write your name, I know it's foolish. I chase the feeling, you keep me dreaming. I can make you mine. Make you mine this season. Make you mine, make you mine. Make you mine this season.
Put a star at the top of my tree. I just wanna make you mine. Its light is gonna lead you straight to me. I just wanna make you mine.
You're the only girl I've got on my list. I write your name, I know it's foolish. I chase the feeling, you keep me dreaming. I can make you mine this season.
The horse with
make you mine,
boughs of holly.
Make you mine,
come on, baby.
Make you mine,
it's Christmas time.
Make you mine, you're the only girl I've got. Your name, I know it's foolish. I chase the feeling, you keep me dreaming. I can make you mine this season.
Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. cozy beer. This winter's so dry, and the dirt road's so dusty. At the lightest fall of rain, the bacteria bloom. You don't have to be alone to be lonesome. It's easy to forget. Sadness comes crashing like a brick through the window. And it's Christmas, so no one can fix it.
Through the winter, we've pulled this thread for so long. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money.
That was Joni Mitchell featuring the Canadian Chamber Choir with the song River. And we're going to go to a quick ad break and then we'll be back here on Maiden Voyage, CJLO 1690 AM.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. We have been playing our favorite Christmas indie non-pop top 40 songs for you tonight.
And not Feliz Navidad.
And not Feliz Navidad. I threatened Helen with a good time and I refrained.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So we spoke about hearing Joni Mitchell and love that version of River. It's so beautiful.
It's very
beautiful.
I
love a chamber choir.
Yes.
Would love to be in a chamber choir.
I know. All those voices.
Before that, heard Phoebe Bridgers with a Christmas song. Before that was Last Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas songs. I have to say, as soon as we started playing it, I was like, actually, Last Christmas is a classic, but it was the version by Future Islands.
Yes.
Which I was telling Helen, I remember one year we went to North by Northeast, a bunch of us from the station, and it was in the era of Vice and JanSport doing these crazy parties, and they were free and they would bus you out and you would get a free backpack and so much swag, and it was unlimited alcohol free and food trucks. It was dangereux.
Yeah.
They don't do things like that anymore for obvious reasons.
What could go wrong?
But Future Islands was one of the headliners, and it was amazing because you're like in this forested area and then like two steps away from the beach. So you can imagine the hijinks that ensued.
Oh, yes.
I have a very funny picture from that party with two of my friends, because I was able to get my friends into it.
Okay.
So it was me and people from the station and my friends. And it's like we're all holding like those plastic cups. Like one person has three in their hand.
Oh,
like
no.
Things. My dress is like fully soaked. Like it's just like such a chaotic photo, but we're smiling so big. And it's like so such a fun. It's like a really nice picture. And it's like, the old radio parties, the music industry. When I had money, fun times.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I'll always think of Future Islands. I'll always think of that.
That's a good memory to have, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Vice, well, actually, not like I would go to a Vice party anymore, let's be real, if they did still have parties.
Yeah, and I don't
know. Maybe they do. That's why I was like, maybe they do still have parties. I was about to say they don't do that anymore, but then I was like, well, maybe I'm just not going.
I wonder if anyone does parties to that level of,
I don't think so.
You know? Like free,
yeah,
free everything, free food, free this, free that. Like maybe that was it's a bygone era.
Perhaps. Okay. But it is also one of those things like when you're in an industry.
Yeah.
And when you're no longer in said industry.
Mm-hmm.
But the industry has changed so much because of money.
We had, every like office Christmas party is always like that. You're like something intense parties.
Yes. Know. Well, that was also heyday of the tech industry too.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah.
Probably post-recession, honestly, is probably what you could call it. And now that we're back there.
Here's your one drink ticket.
Exactly. So now maybe in like 5 years, we'll go back to the, but who knows? Maybe not. I feel like people's vibes towards gluttonous excess have soured.
Yeah.
In our new gilded age.
I mean, I still like having my
happy
my
holidays,
moments.
Everyone.
Yeah. I still like having my moments. The holidays are the moments to have your, your
gluttonous
fancy
moment.
Yeah. You're like over the top, eggnog. You're, I just keep really talking about the eggnog, but I really do love eggnog.
And yeah. But I feel that sounds lovely, Helen. And I feel like that is not quite the same level as like a societal.
Oh, yes. Of course.
You can indulge in your eggnog every year.
Thank
if you.
You
want. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
I give you the permission.
Thank you. And the cookies.
Your individual gluttonous action.
And maybe I had a whole entire thing of after eights by myself yesterday, and that's fine. Oh. You know?
Yeah. Actually, may I ask how long the advent calendar has lasted?
I forgot that I had it actually.
Okay.
And that's probably why I ate the after eights instead. Yeah.
All right. But otherwise, the advent calendar would have been finished.
I did get like ahead a couple days because I was like, I want more chocolate and I don't like white chocolate. Sometimes they give you a random chocolate and
that's true.
I don't really like white chocolate, so
I do like white chocolate.
Really?
I do.
Oh, I should have just saved them for you.
That's okay. I love a cookies and cream.
Yeah okay, but these were just like the little lint. I did see they had a Reese's peanut butter advent calendar.
Ooh, deadly.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are 10 minutes till the end of the show. Coming up next is Autobeat. Remember to stay tuned here on CJLO 1690 AM. We are going to play some more Andrew Bird because the Hark album is
amazing.
One of the best of all time. If you are a Christmas Grinch and don't like Christmas music,
yes,
this is the album for you. He's such an amazing musician, and this album is no different.
Yeah, it's festive.
It's festive.
Yeah, without being Christmassy.
Yes. Fans of the show are giving call-outs to the After 8 Mints. We love to see it. Everyone's a fan of... Actually, we should have a segment every show of...
All the snacks I eat.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what is Ellen's snack of the week?
Yeah. They were on sale. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah. Actually, remember, speaking of holiday gluttonous, remember the time you got into the condensed milk?
Oof. Yeah, they were supposed to be for cookies, but we didn't end up making those cookies.
It was bougie condensed milk, too. It was opaque cochon.
Oh, that was a mistake. That was a bit too far, even for my own taste.
Yeah, but hey, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
So speaking of This Is Christmas Is Coming by Andrew Bird off of his wonderful Christmas album, Hark. That's all capitals with an exclamation point at the end. If you're curious of listening to the whole thing, which you should, one Christmas, Helen and I played it for... the entire evening.
There is video footage of that.
It was wonderful. I think the other thing we then played the next day for the entire day was the Nutcracker.
Oh my God, yes. That's also a good one.
Yeah, maybe we'll finish on that. Anyways, as we keep talking, we're going to talk till the end of the show in the end. But here you go. Christmas Is Coming by Andrew Bird. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you. snuck to the window like a stable mouse. Now I can't forget, and my hair's gone white, the things I saw in the flickering light.
One winter's night, long ago,
they were all in the kitchen and the drink did flow. There was Bing and Dean on the radio. The wind did howl, it was then below. They were safe and sound from the ice and snow. Pistachios, a bow on a thistle and some mistletoe.
One winter's night, long ago.
Once I surveyed the scene, I made my eggs up to the chimney without a trace. For the sand runs fast at a rabbit's pace, and it's Christmas Eve, no.
Thank you so much for tuning into this special holiday episode of Maiden Voyage. It's been a delight to play our favorite holiday tunes for you.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back in the new year. But if you are interested to still tune into CJLO and Maiden Voyage on Thursdays over the holidays, there will be pre-recorded.